Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, unfortunate story here. Sheriff fires stepson after DWI arrest. This is in Schenectady County, right?
Yeah, so yesterday in Schenectady County, the longtime sheriff, Dominic D'Agostino, announced that he had to fire his stepson. He's a sergeant, or was a sergeant, in the department, Daniel Coppola. He'd been there for about 3 years, and on Monday night, apparently in Colony, he was arrested on Central Avenue, and he was charged with DWI. And on Tuesday, the sheriff did an administrative review and decided to fire him. This is not the first time Coppola has been involved in a DWI case. In an earlier job he had, he used to work for the Schenectady Police Department. He was involved in a late-night DWI crash in Schenectady, and in that case, he was suspended and eventually left the force. And at the time, his stepfather, D'Agostino, hired him. D'Agostino came under quite a bit of criticism for the apparent nepotism and also bringing in an officer with a checkered past. But at the time, the sheriff said, you know what, I'm going to treat him like every other officer. If he runs afoul of the rule, I'll have to get rid of him or he'll be disciplined. And so, in fact, yesterday, the sheriff went ahead and said, you know, it was heartbreaking and disappointing, but he just had to do it to uphold the integrity of the department.
Now let's turn to a crash last night on the Northway heading northbound where a DOT worker was injured and in critical condition, and a stark reminder of driving safely in work zones.
Yeah, so yesterday afternoon on the Northway in Saratoga County, northbound between exits 11 and 12, there's a work zone there yesterday. And earlier in the day, the state DOT and state police did a joint venture where it's an Operation Hard Hat, where they're trying to get the word out, highlighting the importance of vehicles driving safely through these work zones. And they actually had a disguised trooper in a DOT truck and his radar gun. And then a few hours later, after they'd finished that operation, two regular civilian passenger cars were in a collision in that same work zone. And they collided with a state DOT truck. And unfortunately, a couple of DOT employees were injured in the crash. And one of them last night was at Albany Medical Center in critical condition. We don't have an update this morning, but it was a stark reminder about the danger of driving through these zones. And so the Round Lake Fire Department also got involved yesterday as one of the rescue departments there. They also sent a reminder out to motorists saying, you know, going through these work zones, it's really important to observe the speed limits, stay off your phones, watch for the work crews. We'll find out how this employee is doing, but just hours after that operation, I think it was a sobering coincidence there.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks.
Take care, David.